Hi there. The word for you today is seeking God, not things. In 1 Samuel 1 verse 5, we read, "The Lord closed Hannah's womb." You know, sometimes the door will open only when you understand why it was shut in the first place. Consider the story of Hannah. Three things in particular. First, she wanted a son, but God wanted a prophet. And when she prayed, "If you will give me a son, I'll give him back to you to fulfill your purposes," God heard that prayer. And not only did he give her Samuel, her first son, but he gave her six more children also. When you pray for a harvest, God will ask you to sow a seed. And that seed may be something you love and want to cling to. Don't. Do what Hannah did. Say, "If you give him to me, I'll give him to you all the days of his life." And God honored her. Number two, she discovered she couldn't be satisfied with anything less than God's will. Here's the picture. Elkanah, Hannah's husband, had two wives, but he loved Hannah the most and granted her a double portion of his possessions. So what does that teach us? Well, when you're not doing what you know God's truly called you to do, the love of people and even material things simply won't satisfy you. Listen, all ordained people are not in pulpits. Hannah was ordained to be a mother. You may be ordained to be a secretary, a landscaper, or a teacher. Just find what God's called you to do and do it. And number three, her desperation led to her destiny. The Bible says the Lord closed up Hannah's womb. Why? To get her attention, to draw her closer to himself. You see, hard times cause us to re-examine our lives and seek God as never before. Our emphasis changes from, "Lord, here's what I want," to, "Lord, what do you want?" Then he blesses us. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 6, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.